is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We serve an awesome God who is worthy of praise, glory, and honor, and for this I bless him. So let's start this day as we always do, by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Come on, let's worship God together. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we lift you high in all the earth. You are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to give you praise and glory. You are wonderful, God, and we lift you high in all the earth. Bless you today, and we look for miracles and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm so excited to share with you on today, and may heaven bless you and keep us godly connected. Go with us to Mark chapter 5, verse 41. Mark chapter 5, verse 41. And it says, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talithai kumai, which is to say, damsel, arise. It's time for us to arise. It's time for us to wake up, look up, reach up, get up, and stand up. We need to be the type of believers that every day when the enemy sees us arise, he gets frustrated that it's another day he has to do battle with us. Family, we can't do much with excuses. We can't do much depressed. We can't afford to stay angry and frustrated. We can't waste time because it's the most important entity that we have. We have to stop complaining, comparing, and competing and compromising. We've got to trust God with the burdens that we have, but continue to move forward at all times. Here in this scripture, Jairus goes to Jesus and tells him, my daughter is at the point of death. And asked Jesus, would he come to his house? And Jesus went with him. What makes God move? What makes God move on your behalf? Prayer causes God to move. When we come together to pray, it causes God to move on our behalf. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. So prayer causes God to move. Something else causes God to move. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 22 says, and when they began to sing and to praise, God set ambushments against the enemy. When you worship, God sets ambushments against the enemy. When Jesus gets to Jairus' house, he finds people who are crying and frustrated and just in a position where they just did not believe it was going to happen because they perceived that the daughter was already dead. I want you to know that when they said this, Jesus began to laugh. Why? Because he was the only one that recognized that what's fatal is not final. Family, whatever you come in touch with, what's fatal is not final. Examine the conclusion of this matter. Jesus put everybody out. Every doubter had to go. Then Jesus spoke these words, Talithai kumai, which means damsel, arise. All God spoke over the situation was it's time to arise. The same thing that I'm speaking over you today. It's time for us to arise. And when we get up, then God causes us to stand up. So today, family, whatever you're dealing with, this is our moment. This is our opportunity to arise above the circumstances, above the adversary, and watch God work miracles in our life. I am praying today for you that we all arise. Let's pray. Awesome God, you are wonderful, and I thank you for elevation first in our spirits. God, I thank you for elevation second in our mind. God, and I pray now that we all arise from whatever circumstances that are holding us down. God, we trust you and we believe you, and we give you glory. God, we're getting up. You can't keep good people down. You can't keep anointed people down. You can't keep faithful people down, and we believe it now. We also know what's fatal is not final. You have the final say. So, God, I speak this word over everyone who is on this call. May grace, power, and peace be upon them. And God, may doors open in their favor. I speak healing, prosperity, and power in their favor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Family, I'm so excited at what God is going to do for you on today. I'm so excited at the miracles that are coming into your life. And watch God do great, marvelous, miraculous things. This is going to be a great day for you. So let's get out there and watch miracles come. So go into the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. God bless you, family. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.